very excited to see this project being completed. I know the team is super excited. They've been by a few times and continue to ask, hey, when are we going to be able to get on it? You know, again, being a soccer purist, you know, all of us generally like to play on grass, but there was some major, major challenges for us with our natural surface. So this is definitely a big change for us and an improvement to the facility, and it's beautiful. So it was nice to see it tested out a little bit a few nights ago with all the rain we had, and drive by and see no water on the field. So it's fantastic.
Does that make you hold your breath just a little bit when we did get so much rain? And it really didn't push back the timeline much, but you got to kind of test out that drainage.
I did drive by that night. I got in the car and came out here, and it was, you know, wet, but definitely no standing water anywhere. The pipes that discharge the water from the area, they were fully functional and running heavily. So, yeah, it was great. It was great to see that it was working. So it was a relief to see it too.
With so many high school athletes playing a lot of their varsity soccer on turf, is this an easier transition for some of those younger players to get in and be on this artificial surface instead of transitioning back to natural grass?
You know, it isn't just the high school players, but many of the colleges, over half of our conference are in turf facilities, and it just kind of evens the playing field, so to speak. So having this pitch, but from a recruiting standpoint, a transition for a high school player, many, many of them do play on artificial surfaces most of the year. So yeah, definitely it's a big a change for us, but it'll help in their transition coming in.
But then too, for you growing this program and trying to compound all that success you have each year at Northwest, now having a field that is regulation size to host an NCAA tournament match, how huge is that?
Well, that adds to the things we need to accomplish, goal setting, and we can't use that as an out. We have to be able to perform, and yeah, those are definitely some goals for the team in the future, and it would be an amazing step for the program if we ever earn that opportunity to host. That would be fantastic.
We talked a little bit earlier in the summer too just about COVID-19, how that's affecting things. We find out within the last week that the MIAA is pushing things back essentially by about 3 weeks, so your first match isn't going to be until October 2nd, but you will get to open up at home. How does that change things for yourself and your team getting ready for this fall?
Well, I think there's more time preparation in the beginning. It feels like a hurry-up process when we get here in August, and you know our new students are doing the Advantage Week and SOAR and getting adjusted to the campus, and so having the extra time to get us ready, I hope will help prepare us for those early matches that start the season in October.
Anytime you talk to any players and you're kind of watching things, was it kind of the inevitable of you're expecting something like this to happen? It's just a matter of when, not if.
It's hard to say. You kind of track what's going on around the country, but there are so many layers of responsibilities, and to protect the student athlete, you know, our organization in terms of the NCAA, and then ultimately the university and our students directly. And I think everybody's just taking the necessary steps. And I believe that, you know, the possibility with other conferences and so forth, making decisions very, very early to not have fall compared to some that have more recently, you know, waited for results, kind of what's happening in our communities, and starting to see some of the flare-ups. I guess I didn't know that it was inevitable. Was it probable? Yeah.
We see practice now not pushed back. It's pushed back until the week of August 31st.
Yes.
So we got some more time there, but players can ask for individual workouts if they want. They have some opportunities like that. when could we actually see some Bearcat players have the chance to be on this field?
Oh boy. I guess when they ask me, there's a few folks around town, and once we get through, you know, the substantial completion, which I don't know that date because there were some setbacks with weather and things like that. But hopefully soon we'll be able to see some folks out here. Even if it's not initiated by me, I anticipate I'll be driving by when I let them know that there's an opportunity to get out here. They'll be out here on their own just to try it out.
Once we see the construction wrapped up too, if folks in the community are going by and they want to come out and test it out in the field, is that something that's welcomed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, you know, it's not a fenced gated facility. I assume it's gonna be like the Bearcat Stadium in terms of the openness to the community. I don't want to speak on behalf of the university and what those decisions are, but as long as it's not interfering with training for us and those kind of things, I don't see a problem with it.
Coach, appreciate the time, and it's a good looking field you got here.
Yeah, we're excited to get on it and continue to grow the program. I think this is a significant step and a great commitment from the university on behalf of the program, and I'm just very excited to be able to be here and continue to grow it.